dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in the hangar alongside my partner, Brad Coleman. Quick start for Mountain Home. You couldn't draw it up any better.
Perfect, perfect start here. Look at the officials. He's going to put the
ball down and start clock here. So, Lady Bombers weren't fast out of the huddle as the officials set the ball down, started counting, but they got to it in time. It wasn't extended pressure by Flippin. As the ball's turned over, Flippin comes up with it. This is Merkel. Merkel met by a double team. Good double team by the Lady Bombers. Steps through, gets it ahead to Benedict. Benedict in the right corner. Kicks it out. Skip to the far side. That is, I believe, Wire. Kick to the corner. Benedict. Good move by Merkel. Merkel driving inside. Shot is rejected by Waymeyer.
Yeah, that's the third time Merkel has taken the ball to the hole. She's not looking to shoot the ball. I think she could have had an open shot there, but yeah, tried to kick it out.
So Flippin will throw in. Three-pointer on the way as it goes over the backboard and out of bounds by Sam Greenhaw, one of the two daughters of Coach Greenhaw.
Sam is usually a really good shooter. Yeah. I've seen her shoot free throws.
I remember when Grant was coaching here, she was in the gym the whole lot when he was here. So it skipped ahead to Rucker. Mullen between the circles. Rucker tried to get it to Waymeyer, but it's turned over.
You got to like the energy with the Lady Bombers, even though there's a turnover there. Well, we talked about it during the break. Man, this is the most energy we've seen us play with in a long time this year.
And a whistle and a travel's called. Merkel whistled for the travel. So Mountain Home will have the ball in front of their own bench. Parker. Jackson will throw in. Go ahead.
Parker comes in for Amelia there.
Waymeyer. Now back to Mullen. Mullen's going to bring it up the floor, across the timeline to Husky. Husky back to Mullen. Bounce to Waymeyer at the nailhead. Kicks it out of the corner. Norcross, high arcing shot is missed. And a whistle and a foul's called. Kate Jackson tried to go for the rebound. It'll be her second foul. And Flippin will throw in.
Looks like Mountain Home's in a man-to-man. Man-to-man full court press here.
Merkel pushing ahead. Merkel driving, goes to the jump stop, back out top. Thought about a three, did Greenhaw. Thought otherwise of it. Ball turned over. Mullen pushing. Two on one, Lady Bombers bounce to Norcross. A whistle, and it's knocked out of bounds. A lot of contact there. Looked like Koopman called a foul, but Lady Bombers will keep possession under the rim.
Nice bounce pass there by Cam Drew, the defender. Nice bounce pass to Annie.
Husky to throw in. Bounce pass into Norcross, and it's knocked away. Stays with Mountain Home. Husky will throw in on the right lane line into Norcross in the corner. Back to Husky, right wing. To Jackson, corner three. High arcing shot, rattled around, won't go. Waymeyer right there. Pick up the ball, but it's knocked away right to Flippin. Merkel with the basketball. Merkel across the timeline. Couple crossover dribbles against Husky. Now Mullen. Ball's on the floor. Picks up her dribble. Skips it to the far side. Officials in the way. That's Benedict. Benedict gets a screen from Downs. Skip to the far side, Alexander. Three-pointer by Greenhaw on the way. Is good. And Flippin's on the board. Sam Greenhaw on the board. First points of the night for Flippin. That's a 10-minute stretch without a bucket as the layup by Mullen is missed, and it's picked up again by Waymeyer. Whistle, and a jump ball is called. It's going to stay with Mountain Home.
A good job by by Lauren jumping in there, getting that offensive rebound. She tipped it to herself the first time. You know, in offensive rebounds, we talk about if you can't get both hands on it, at least tip that ball up. Maybe it'll bounce in your favor there.
So they had the arrow messed up at the table. It's actually going to go to Flippin. Flippin's going to keep possession. First points of the game for Flippin, but even then, you know, they had to work for that possession. It wasn't like she just walked into that one.
No, they're not getting a lot of open shots. Their Mountain Home's defense is really good right now.
Benedict driving off the window, left it long, picked up by Husky. Big scramble for the ball. Husky comes up with it, 2-on-2. Husky to the Euro step, a lot of contact, a whistle, and an offensive foul. Husky's slow to get up, but she's all good. That's going to go on Parker Husky. It'll be her first foul. Team's fourth. Not many fouls being called here.
No, kind of tough call there. You had a trailer, someone trailing, but the play right there kind of had Parker from behind and unfortunately pushed her into the other defender.
Yeah.
You still like the aggressive play there.
Absolutely. You know, they're attacking the rim. Flipping with the basketball again across the timeline. This is Greenhaw, met by Husky. Back up top past the volleyball line. Now to Rackley. Rackley working against Jackson. Jackson been a really good defender for the Lady Bombers, driving along the baseline. Bumped, sent back. Three-pointer on the way is missed right, and it's rebounded to Waymire. Tell you what, seems like she's gotten every rebound tonight.
Lauren is playing more aggressive than I've seen her play all year. It's awesome to see.
Jackson driving to the rim, whistle, and a foul is called. She'll go to the free throw line, shoot a pair of free throws here.
Good job there by Kate. You know, we've been on a little bit of scoring drought here. It's always nice when you're on a scoring drought. Take that ball to the hole. Get to the free throw line. Try to get those points from that line.
Jackson going to shoot a pair of free throws. That was on Ella Alexander. Her second fouls. Jackson's free throw is good as Amelia Rucker will step in if Kate makes this next free throw to replace her. You know, even though you're in control of the game 16-3, you know, when you go on a scoreless stretch as free throw is made and Amelia Rucker steps in, you know, you feel like you're in control, but you also feel kind of out of control when you have that.
Yeah, it is. You know, you never want to go on those droughts like that. But the good news is our defense has been really good, and we did not allow Flippin to get some points there.
That's right there. We had a jump ball, and it'll go back to Mountain Home.
This man-to-man press is giving Flippin a hard time right now. We can guard 1 through 5 their players with more speed, and they're having a hard time getting the ball up the court.
Husky will throw in under the basket. 4:40 left in the first half of play. Husky high arcing pass to Waymar, now to Mullen. Mullen right on the volleyball stripe, centers the ball between the circles, driving to her right. Screen from Wilbur. Good move, spin move, bounce down to Wilbur. Wilbur steps through off the right block. A whistle and a technical foul is assessed to Coach Greenhaw as the bucket was good by Emma Wilbur.
I think Coach Greenhall was wanting a double dribble or a walk.
The travel, it just.
And I don't think it was. It looked kind of weird. The pass kind of hit Emma, went to the ground. She reestablished herself, got one dribble, and took it to the hole.
You know, Cameron Mullen will shoot the free throws here, but, you know, I don't think it looked awkward, but I really don't think it was.
I agree with you.
You know, that's one of those that is, but the second free throw rattled around. She made the first one. That's one of those, it looked awkward, so I could see why you might call that a walk.
Yeah, and I think that technical more is a frustration for Coach Greenhall here. He's getting beat 21-3. He's trying to get his girls fired up, and he's trying to show some fight as a coach. You got to appreciate that.
He's going to stick up for his girls, you know. If he feels they're being wrong, you know, that's what I've always loved about Grant. He's going to fight for his kids, whether they're in red and white or blue and gold. Wilbur to Mullen. Now to Husky on the right wing. Back to Mullen, top of the key. Thought about a three. Going to dribble to the nail head. Back to Husky on the right wing. A whistle and a foul. Again, that technical is going to go as a team foul. So that's going to go to Deborah Rackley, be her second, but it's the team's sixth foul, as any technical is a team foul, regardless if it's coach or player. Ball's thrown in to Mullen. Mullen. Back to Rucker. Rucker inside of Wilbur, wide open, missed the shot from the right block, but she's fouled. As that's going to go on Ella Alexander, be her third foul.
You'd like to see the Lady Bombers continue to be aggressive here. They got them in the bonus, see if we can steal some points from the free throw line.
So Wilbur's first free throw's missed as Kate Jackson and Monica Chafin will step in. Annie Norcross, I believe that is Annie Norcross. She's going to check in for Emma Wilbur if she makes this free throw. If I know anything about Annie Norcross, she'd love to hop in this game if she makes this free throw. Second free throw by Wilbur is missed, but we have a whistle anyway, a lane violation.
Emma jumped across that line too soon, trying to get her own rebound.
Yep. So Flippin will throw in, 21-3 our score. It's like a football score almost.
Yeah, it is.
So it's pushed ahead to Rackley. Rackley driving across the timeline. Dribble to the far side. Couple moves against Mullen. Great defense by Mullen. Driving along the baseline. Kicks it out. Greenhaw, three-pointer's good. Sam Greenhaw, second three-pointer of the game. She's got all 6 points for Flippin.
And we talked about her. She's a great shooter. When she gets her feet set, she's a really good shooter for the Lady Bobcats.
She's your average coach's kid. Really shoot it, really sound, all facets of the game. 3:28 left in this first half of play. 21-6 our score. Lady Bombers leading as Norcross shoots from the free throw line. Missed off the back of the iron. Picked up by Flippin. Downs with the basketball. Hands it off to Rackley. Rackley skips it far ahead as it's knocked to the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Greenhaw's missed. Jackson comes up with it. Kate Jackson pushing across the timeline. Jackson to Norcross. Norcross thought about a three. Now to Jackson. She's going to put the three up as it's missed. Went off the backboard first. And it's pushed ahead to Wire. Wire met by a double team. Bounced inside to Hodges. Hodges hook shot. No good, but there's a whistle and a foul. It's probably going to go on Annie Norcross if I had to guess. Or two Lady Bombers there. But Norcross was the primary defender, so that foul's going to go on her. Be her first foul, team's fifth. And it's going to send Allie Downs to the free throw line. First free throw attempts of the night for Flippin. First one's good.
You know, Allie's a really good player for them. She's kind of their go-to post player. And so, you know, she ran the floor well right there. Annie was a little late getting back and got the foul because of that.
You know, that's another thing as the free throw is made here. A lot of these girls have probably played with each other or against each other at some point with travel ball, you know, with our top flight advancing. You know, the AAU team, the AAU scene is just exploding across the country. So a lot of these girls probably know each other anyway.
They do. You know, basketball has become a year-round sport for some of these girls.
As three-pointer by Rutgers missed, rebounded right to Flippin. Merkel with the basketball now. Merkel. Good pass skipped ahead to Hodges. Hodges against Norcross picks up her dribble. Pass is picked up by Rucker. Rucker puts it on the deck, lost it, turned it right back over to Wire. Sydney Wire with it now. Guarded by Mullen. Dropped down to the left block and a whistle, and it's going to go knocked. It's got knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Flippin.
You talk about the AAU ball. You know, the season here will end end of February. That AAU season usually from April, May, and June. You get a lot of teams playing together.
So we have a whistle and timeout. Coach Leonard wants to talk for a little bit. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
So back here, Mountain Home at the hangar, Flippin will throw in as pass is almost tipped away, but it's right to Merkel. Merkel driving along the far side on the left wing, met by a double team, picks up her dribble. Bounced inside to Downs. Loose ball picked up by Flippin. No, it's going to be last touch by Flippin, and it's going to go to Mountain Home.
Real good job by Amelia. She was chasing after that ball. It was going to be iffy whether she get it or not. She just held her hands up, let the ball go out of bounds, knowing it was Lady Bombers' ball. You like to see the game IQ there.
So 2 minutes left in this first half, right on the dot as it's thrown in to Mullen. Mullen on the half-court circle, now on the stripe, bounced to the right side, now to the left side to Husky. Husky skipped to Mullen. Mullen to Rucker in the far corner, back to Mullen. Mullen to Husky. Husky back to Mullen. Mullen. Tried to get it away, Meyer. Pass is tipped away, and it's touched by Flippin. Flippin comes up with it, and it's sent right to Cheyenne Merkel. Merkel running the offense, guarded by Husky. Dribbles to the far side on the left wing. Bounced inside to Hodges, and a whistle and a jump ball is called, and it's going to stay with Flippin.
Yeah, you saw Allie Hodges there. She grabbed that ball but brought it down. As a post player, you never want to bring that ball down. It gives a chance for that jump ball there.
Yes. Flippin with the basketball again. Greenhaw met by Rucker. Great job defensively. Rucker tipped it away as they go into the backcourt, but she's able to pick it up as it looked like it should have been a backcourt violation, but it's picked up by Flippin still. Couple crossover dribbles by Merkel. Merkel driving to the spin move, met by Lauren Waymire. Whistle and a tie-up.
Really good help right there by Lauren Waymire. She went into the spin move. Lauren came from the offside block, was right there for the tie-up.
She read it the whole time. So Husky will throw in now. Minute four remaining in this first half. As it's to Waymire now. Waymire to Mullen. A little full court pressure by Flippin. Mullen driving, kicks it out to Rucker. Rucker going to reset the offense back to Husky to the corner. Mullen inside to Waymire from the right block. A whistle and a foul is called. Went to the hook shot, but it was blocked, and she was fouled. Foul's going to go on Sam Greenhaw, be her first foul, team's eighth, and it's going to send Lauren Waymire to the free throw line. She's got 4 points tonight.
There's a tale of two ends there. Lauren was there on help defense about two steps sooner, was able to get the tie-up on one end. Mm-hmm. On the other end, Greenhaw was about two steps too late, committed the foul.
Free throw was missed. Lady Bombers currently 3 of 7 from the free throw line. 3 of 7, make it 4 of 8.
You know, right now the Lady Bombers need to dig deep. They're getting beat this quarter. Right now it's 8-6, and yeah, they're getting beat this quarter. They need to dig deep, get some points, and try to extend this lead here.
Flipping across the timeline, Leniger with it. Leniger, screen from Downs, met on a double team, gets it into Downs on the block. A lot of contact, and it's going to stay with Flippin. Hey, Lauren Waymire is probably going to end up pretty close. If she gets to 10 points, she might have a triple-double in blocks, rebounds, and points tonight. I believe it's her fifth block.
She is playing fantastic tonight. Lauren is just playing really, really well.
Bounced into the post. There's Waymire again, and a whistle, and a foul is called on Waymire. Didn't get vertical quick enough, but she did foul her. So Waymire's called for the foul. Be her first, team sixth, as it'll send Allie Hodges to the free throw line.
Yeah, I've seen Allie play quite a bit this summer, speaking of the summer ball leagues. And that's a great move that she's been really working on, that kind of up and under. And she got Lauren caught. Good job by Allie drawing the contact.
You know, Lauren's a pretty good post defender.
She
That wasn't no slouch she did that on, as the second free throw is good. As it's picked up by Mountain Home. Mullen with it. 30 seconds left. There's a whistle and a foul.
Cam should be shooting 1-1 here.
As that's going to be on number 4, Brooklyn Leniger, her first, team's ninth. As they'll send Cameron Mullen to the free throw line.
So Cameron, when we did the Branson tournament together there, Dylan, you know, she was shooting over 90% from the free throw line.
Yes.
And I don't think she's dropping from that rest of the season. As she misses that as soon as I said it.
You,
of course,
you jinxed
had to say
it,
right?
So you just had to jinx it there. So ball went out of bounds. It's going to go to Flippin.
I'll tell you, though, I'll say it every time because Cam's free throw shot is really good.
Just knocked ahead, picked off by Waymire at the half-court line. The clock hasn't started yet. Clock still hasn't started yet. Finally starts. Mullen with the ball now. Mullen on the right side, holding the ball, holding for the final shot, down to 16 seconds. Mullen on the far side, double team is shown by Flippin. To the nail ahead, Waymire to the corner, Norcross. Now back to Mullen up top, tried to feed it to Waymire, but it's turned over. 5 seconds, down to 4 seconds, skipped ahead to Leniger. Leniger bounced inside to Benedict at the buzzer, it's missed. So we'll head into halftime. Lady Bombers head to the halftime break, up 23-9. We're going to take a short little break, talk to Josh Fulcher a little bit. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you got to buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too, because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20.